Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the Managing Editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's Managing Editor, Nalin Mehta. State-run banks may be up for further consolidation. Meghna Mittal reports that the government is planning to merge smaller public sector banks like Indian Overseas Bank, Central Bank of India, Bank of India, and Bank of Maharashtra with larger banks such as Punjab National Bank, Bank of Baroda, and SBI by FY27. The goal is to create fewer, stronger entities that can support credit growth and financial sector reforms. Turning to foreign lenders, Emirates NBD, through its Indian unit, plans to acquire a 51% stake in RBL Bank, reports Hamsini Kartik. The capital will be infused as fresh equity at about 295 rupees a share, amounting to more than 18,000 crore rupees. The Dubai-based bank will take 5 board seats, making RBL its largest unit outside the UAE. Made in India iPhone 17 Pro and Pro Max units have started reaching local stores to meet higher demand during the festive season, reports Danish Khan. The development comes after retailers complained of receiving only 60% of the units compared to the supplies of the iPhone 16 series. The locally manufactured units are expected to ease supply crunches during the festive season, with Apple's own store sales already up 25%. The RBI is also fortifying its defenses. The central bank has boosted its gold reserves, adding $19.14 billion worth of the precious metal this fiscal. India's gold reserves have increased to $98.770 billion as of October 3rd amid a surge in gold prices, with the country's gold holdings rising to 879.98 tons at the end of the September quarter, according to Manish M. Suvarna's report. In Money Control's Diwali blockbuster series, N. Mahalakshmi spoke to Maran Govind Sami, founder of Unify Capital, about the market outlook. Maran said that only about 20% of stocks are cheap today, and even that comes with legitimate concerns, as 50 to 60% of stocks trade in an overvalued zone. He expects markets to enter a phase of lower returns with higher volatility, unlike the smooth run of the past 3 years. Indian stocks are expected to perform stronger in Samvat 2082 due to robust corporate earnings, resilient domestic demand, and policy continuity despite global headwinds, Ravindra Sonavane reports. After the smashing IPO debut by LG Electronic India, what's next for the Indian arm whose market cap is now higher than its South Korean parent company? Check out MC Pro's deep dive by Anant Chaudhary and Varsha Bank. As political parties begin announcing tickets for the Bihar election, Ishan Gera finds out that the RJD Congress alliance may face an uphill task in denting JDU-BJP's stronghold among the so-called Luv Kush Kurmikweri voters. If you're still trying to make sense of the new EPFO rules, Tina Jan Kaushal sets the record straight in this explainer. Members of the EPFO can now withdraw up to 75% of their EPF balance soon after leaving their job and the remaining amount after a year of unemployment. And finally, Mariam Faruqi reports that the Indian Premier League's valuation has dipped for the second straight year to 76,100 crore rupees. The ban on real money gaming has wiped out 1,500 to 2,000 crore rupees of annual advertising and sponsorship spend, affecting broadcaster revenues, franchise partnerships, and fan engagement activations. The Women's Premier League has also seen a 5.6% decline in its value. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.